Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the happiest podcast on earth. Today is a very special day. It's a day that comes around once, I mean, traditionally once every month. It's been a hiatus, so we'll get back to once every month, but it's a monthly holiday here on the happiest podcast on earth, and that means it is gay. Game day here on the happiest podcast on earth. I'm your game day host, Hunter Hayes, and I'm joined with two contestants, Andrew Bailey. What up? And AJ Mulholland.
Hello, hello. See, you said it's a very special day, and I got really excited because I thought you were going to be like, it's Taylor Swift's album release day. And I was like, wow, Hunter, I'm so proud of you. Because by the time everyone listens to this, the Tortured Poets Department will be out. Mama Tammy and I will be on the Run Disney course with our headphones in, listening to the whole album as it comes out. But yeah, I mean, game day too. Yeah, that's exciting. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Taylor, who? What's happening?
No, I was going to say, I didn't even know.
Her album is releasing today.
Yes, on what is it going to be, the 19th question mark, on Friday, whatever day it is today. Nice. That is not the 19th that we're recording on. But yes, she's releasing a whole new album, Tortured Poets Department, and I'm so excited. There's even two songs on there that Disney fans should be especially excited for. One of them is called Florida, and one of them is called But Daddy, I Love Him. So I'm getting some Ariel, Little Mermaid vibes from it, but I'm so excited.
Fun fact, I kind of went to a Taylor Swift concert last week.
What do you mean you kind of went to a Taylor Swift concert?
Was it like
concert?
A tribute band?
No, it was Tim McGraw.
There you go.
And he did Highway Don't Care, and they played Taylor's part over, obviously, the speaker.
The backing vocals.
There. Cool. But I was like, wouldn't that be cool if Taylor Swift just made like an appearance here at this Tim McGraw concert at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, Texas?
She was in Coachella.
Yeah,
correct.
Maddie was,
you know what I would love?
A bit
Tim McGraw performing pace, Tim McGraw by Taylor Swift. I think that would just be so funny.
That'd be funny.
But he could.
That'd be, I mean, it's literally a song named after him. I think that'd be hysterical.
Almost the most conceited thing you can do as a performer.
It's so meta, please.
But no, it was a good concert. We saw, it was me and Maddie's first date back in 2012.
Y'all were just babies.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we went on to another concert, and now we've gone recently just here last week. But it was a good time. That happened. Well, that was a little over a week ago. And then last week, broke my nose. How do I look? Straight? Does it look crooked? It looks
That's
crooked.
Actually kind of funny.
So
I forgot you did it because I was expecting you to have bloodshot eyes, bruises, all the fun things.
Didn't bruise as bad as I thought it would. Bruising's gone down. I'm on day five, I think.
Now that you say that, it does look a little
crooked. I don't know.
It's a little big.
We're going to see. Yeah, the swelling may have a little bit to go down. It was already a little crooked, I will admit. But yeah, had an unfortunate run-in with the floor. So not very cool story. I didn't beat anybody up, unfortunately. But yeah, that happened. But
so you
got
to make it a cool story. You can't just be a chum and be like, oh yeah, I got my blood drawn and forgot to eat. Oops. Like, no, you got to make something up.
I guess you're selling me out now. All right.
But
you have to be like, I was defending Maddie's honor or something.
It's a common thing. Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people.
I've never done it.
Deal with
never
it.
Done it.
You know, getting a blood draw, you know, you stand up a little too fast after I leaned up against the door frame and woke up on the floor. So
do you not have enough of like the orange juice pouches they give you?
I didn't get an orange juice pouch and I didn't eat breakfast that day either. So that was
where'd you get your
my fault.
Blood drawn? Jeez.
At the doctor's office. But yeah,
no orange juice pouch for you.
No orange juice pouches. I didn't make the cut for that. They thought I would do okay. Obviously not. So yeah, Maddie grabbed my arm, maybe broke my fall a little bit, kept me from like knocking my front teeth out, I'm sure. So that was great. Fun last week. So what about y'all? Did you have a good week?
I did. I was in Georgia. Had a good time. Hung out with a bunch of really, 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 really rich people.
No.
In the Georgia area. It was Masters weekend and we were up there and
wait, did you go to the Masters?
I did not because I could not get a ticket, but I was hanging out with people that went to some of the places or some of the days. And also I found out that like one of the places we went, they share a lake. It's on Lake Oconee. Uh-huh. And I've seen TikToks about it because like everyone's like, oh, if you go to the Masters, you should just stay here, get an Airbnb. So like there's a Ritz-Carlton in the neighborhood.
Mm.
It's called Reynolds. I found out they pay $80,000 a year to have access to play those five golf courses and to go to those restaurants.
Yeah.
On top of what they pay for their house.
It's country club vibes, man.
You mean,
dude, it's
gotcha. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the resort pays that. I was like, that's nothing. That's chump change.
I asked one of the guys, I was like, dude, because he owns 5 acres out there and he's got like three different properties. And I was like, what did you do for a living? He's like, I sold concrete mixer.
Yeah.
Does he need an apprentice?
I said, to who? And he was like,
the Rockefellers?
Just a couple big businesses.
A couple big ones. A couple contracts.
Anyway, that was basically my weekend. I don't know. Which races are you running, AJ?
We are doing all three of them. We're doing the 5K, the 10K, and the 10-miler. We're honestly just running run Disney races all the time. Just assume that. I see no way that we're stopping. Like, we just signed up for Dopey 2025, all of the races. It's an addiction, I swear. Actually, as we speak right now, I'm making my friendship bracelets, and I'm so excited. Are our costumes finished? Absolutely not. But, you know, that's beside the point. It's fine.
But hold on.
You couldn't did a pay costume. Me to run.
You did costumes, but you don't. It's a surprise.
So yes and no. Basically,
you're like
springtime surprise.
On your costumes.
It's just all
characters.
Well, no, because the surprise is basically just so that they don't get pigeonholed into a certain theme. So like each year, because it's a surprise, they can just do whatever the heck they want. Like last year, it was kind of Pixar-y themed. This year, it's like adventure-y themed. So you have like Peter Pan up. Stitch, you have, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on it, Lion King. So that's kind of like their way to get out of being pigeonholed into a certain theme or whatnot. But they release all the themes and the concept art and the medals beforehand. It's not really a surprise. It's just some nice alliteration. Springtime surprise.
They just do it in case some characters can't show up and they're like, cool, we didn't promise anything.
Right? Like, you weren't actually expecting XOXO. It used to be the Star Wars themed weekend, which I wish we could have done Star Wars.
It was Dark Side, right? The Dark Side Marathon or whatever they called it.
Mm-hmm. It's so cool. I'm thinking they would make some serious cash. Well, they make cash anyways. They all sell out. It's not like they're having trouble selling tickets. Mama Tammy's laughing in the background. But they should
all about that.
Like a 5-year, like, oh, Star Wars has been gone for 5 years. Springtime surprise is going to be Star Wars themed this year. I think that'd be so funny.
I'm surprised they don't have a Star Wars Marvel Marathon weekend where like alternates Marvel race, Star Wars race, Marvel race, Star Wars race, or something like that.
A Marvel race would be so fun. I mean, they did Pixar last
I don't
year,
know,
like Soul
I don't
was
know.
One of them.
But yeah, but like have one that's like part of the rotation. Obviously, they can add another race weekend. They have plenty of demand, so I don't
Correct.
See what the issue would be there, but...
But no, we are so stoked. So as you're listening to this, we are just getting done with the 5K and listening to Taylor Swift's album. So, yeehaw.
Well, it is game day for you two. Our two top game day contestants, would say. You have the most, in terms of the happiest podcast as a whole, since our founding in 2019, I feel like y'all two have been battling atop the podium for a while.
Correct. I will say Andrew's been kind of kicking my butt lately.
Yeah, but we also have to go back.
Oh, yeah. The last episode we had that y'all did head to head.
No. Let's go back a little further. The tell-all.
The tell-all.
Listen here, you little brat. He's referring to me cheating.
Oh, yeah.
She publicly announced.
Ever since the cheating scandal broke and the cheating has subsided, it has kind of been a one-sided.
To be fair, even the episodes I cheated with the Shazam, Andrew still kicked my butt.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. All right. So before we get this game day started, something that ties into our theme today is our live game day, Andrew versus our gold tier on Patreon. This Saturday, we previously announced for Friday, but we will send a message out to all Patreon through Discord. Make sure y'all are in the loop. It'll be Saturday, but to be determined, obviously, what the game will be. It has a loose tie to what we're doing today, which we still don't know what that is. So we'll see if gold tier can take down Andrew.
First of all, you won't. Second of all, they have been changing my schedule quite a bit at work.
Oh, dear.
And that is where this came to fruition. I was supposed to be able to be good for Friday, and then work decided, hey, actually, no.
And it's a big one for you. I mean, you are pretty much the main attraction, because it plays off a special set of skills that you have in past game days. Which, if you are a listener of
Am
game
I
day
about to get my
episodes,
butt kicked again?
No, not today. On
Not
Saturday.
today. Okay,
Yeah,
good.
Saturday is Andrew's specialty, which we all know what that is. So,
being
if you,
awesome.
Well, no. But if you think you have what it takes to beat Andrew and want to compete against him, we're going to post the episode to all of Patreon, but it'll be just the gold tier members that will be live on the episode for the invite to compete against Andrew.
Bonus points if you have a drink in your hand while you do it.
There you go. So, that aside, game day today is a guess the Disney movie based on the review. As
Ooh,
you
I
as
like
you
this.
Know the answer, you may say your guess of the answer. If you're correct, you get the point. I don't have to stop reading. Do I have to stop reading the... Yeah, we'll do that. If you answer, we're not doing the buzz in because there's only two of you. But if you want to guess, go ahead and guess the answer. If you get it wrong, I'll finish reading the description. The other person can answer. If neither of y'all get it, you know, want to guess, and I finish reading, you can think. But first person to say the answer gets the point. Say the answer correctly. If you answer and get it wrong, you take turns guessing from that point on. So the other person can take their time and make their guess. But basically, I'll be reading you a review from a Disney movie, all Disney movies, and you will guess what the movie is from there.
I hope all some right. of these are absolutely ridiculous.
It's not going to be... Wait, is this like one of those ones where it's like explain a movie plot badly?
No. I mean, okay. There are little trinkets in each, obviously, review that may or may not give you hints of what the movie is. Some are more obvious than others. Some will be very blatant. Some, you know, maybe I put in there just to make sure there's no cheaters in the house. So
I just need these to be like the, what is it, the one sentence letterbox reviews where they're just really obscure references to the actual movie.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. No, I like the bad description of a Disney movie is coming soon. That one, and then there was another one that obviously a little look into the writer's room, I guess you could say, for game days, of when you say a phrase, but it's made up of sounds that aren't words, but then it sounds like they are words. What is that called? Phoetic? Phonetic?
I was going to say onomatopoeia.
when you give someone, it's like a set of like however many words it is, and none of them are actually words, but you read it and sound it out, and then you keep saying it over and over again, and then
phonetic
it ends up being
reading? Yeah,
yes,
that makes sense.
Yes. It ends up being like a catchphrase that you're like, oh, to infinity and beyond, of course. But it was like tua infinita, and it's long explanation.
That sounds like Pig Latin.
Not Pig Latin. It's not Pig Latin. We won't be doing a Pig Latin test, but down the line. Today, movie reviews. So here we go. Round one, 1 point per correct answer. We've got 25 to choose from, and we're just going to breeze through it. Good luck to both of you. I think this is a semi-cheat proof game, so I'm kind of proud of that. Here we go. Movie number one. Here's the review. Everyone knows that they are wonderful things, and the bouncy striped feline is more than wonderful in this delightful 2000 animated feature.
The Tigger movie.
That is correct.
I was thinking Cat in the Hat. It's not Disney.
Disney. It's all
no,
Disney.
My favorite part about the Cat in the Hat movie is when they do the product placement. And they're like, this is just like a ride in an amusement park. And then the whole thing freezes. He looks directly at the camera and goes, you mean like the ones at Universal Studios, and holds up brochures.
Break the fourth
basically
wall.
Basically like a Mean Girls product
would
placement
Disney,
ad.
Would Disney ever do that?
No.
That would be something.
Well, maybe in
Disney
Deadpool.
Doesn't make fun of themselves.
Deadpool.
Deadpool would. That'd be fun.
Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see this year. Is it coming out this year? Or did they push it again? Okay.
Cool. No, it just comes out in a couple months.
I'm excited. All right. Movie number two. Andrew, 1 point on the board. 1-0. A fun movie for tweens and teens filled with nostalgia, good music, and a beloved pop star. This movie has a fun vibe to it that reflects the feeling of the previous installment well. All the songs were on the featured album, so they didn't skimp on giving fans the desired soundtrack they came for. That one got
High
a
School
little
Musical
wordy.
3.
Oh, that is incorrect.
No, that's
it's up to
sounds like
AJ.
A jukebox. All
if
the...
she doesn't get it, do I get another guess, or is it just over?
Sure. We can it's... go back and forth.
Previous installment. It sounds like they're talking about a jukebox musical, but I can't think of a something that Disney's done like that. Because it says, "Oh, all the favorites off the previous album." I'm gonna go the like. Is there a second Hannah Montana movie?
No.
She just has the one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Then you can't repeat it, can you?
Huh?
Can you repeat it or no?
Yeah, I mean, sure. A fun movie for tweens and teens, filled with nostalgia, good music, and a beloved pop star. This movie has a fun vibe to it that reflects the feeling of the previous installment well.
Freaky
All
Friday?
The song, no.
Dang.
Freaky Friday.
All the songs what?
All the songs were on the featured album, so they didn't skimp on giving fans the desired soundtrack they came for. Had a great soundtrack follow-up. Well,
see,
beloved.
I know it's Guardians too, because
based off of something else.
Teens and tweens with a pop star, though. Like
teens
what?
And tweens with a pop
I am
star.
Gonna go,
a movie that is based off of something else.
I am gonna go Camp Rock 2.
No.
Is it all
guess.
Like, are there any DCOMs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a Disney movie.
I just want to make sure
was
that
this
it's
a
not
DCOM?
Like feature.
I don't know if this was technically just a DCOM or if this
well,
was
now I think
DCOM.
I know it, because there were two of them that I was thinking, but they were the DCOM thing was throwing me off.
AJ, one more guess.
Uh oh.
Might have
not
no points on this
really.
One.
I correct. I don't think Sharpay has music in her movie.
She has a movie?
No, Sharpay, yes. Sharpay
no,
has
doesn't.
Her own movie.
No,
yes, she does. Yes, she
does. It was
yes,
probably
she
like
does.
A TV show.
No, it's oh my gosh. Wait, I'm pulling out my phone so I can Google this, because
this
Sharpay
not...
has her own movie where she takes over New York. Sharpay spinoff.
How long
movies.
Is it? 27 minutes.
Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure, a 2011 American direct-to-video musical romance.
Oh, that doesn't
excuse
direct
you.
To video. Okay.
Put some respect on her name.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. You.
I'm gonna
you
go Cheetah
there.
Girls 2, since
no.
I'm assuming
Ooh.
She doesn't know.
I must have messed y'all up with this one, because instead of
really
I said previous installment. The word was TV show, but I thought that was too obvious.
Oh, come on! So the Lizzie McGuire movie?
No, it was the Hannah Montana
Hannah Montana movie.
AJ was almost there. She like had.
You
oh,
didn't
was this
say
the previous
TV.
Installment? Dang.
Previous installments of this the property. Yeah. Okay.
That's an asterisk.
I'll stop my edits there. Well, no points, no hurt. Okay. Number three. Here we go. Do they succeed with their fair lady? Does Mia accept her destiny? Does she get her Prince Charming? Come on. This is Hollywood. This is Gary Marshall. This is a fairy tale. This is Once Upon a Time. This is As Good As It Gets.
I'm so embarrassed. I feel like we should know these.
No, so
I dropped a name
stinks.
In this one.
Yeah, I know.
You
That's
did.
Why I think I know
Mia?
What it is, but that doesn't necessarily make sense because you
go
said
for
Hollywood.
It. Is it Starstruck?
It is not.
Dang it.
Is it The Princess Diaries?
It is The Princess
Mia
Diaries.
Mia Thermopolis. Dang
yeah,
it.
But that's not
this is
that's
Princess
not
Diaries
Hollywood.
2,
doesn't
right?
She live in San Francisco?
No, I think they're saying this is Hollywood.
This
like
is Hollywood.
This is
of course
movies.
She ends up with the guy.
Ooh. Like this is this is
so
the
it's Princess
movie.
Diaries 2.
No, it's Princess Diaries, but yeah.
Really?
The Princess Diaries 2 is the one with the prince, so.
Yeah, Chris Pine, hello. They need to make one now with them all grown up, because they're still both stupid hot.
Well, they wanted to do Princess Diaries 3, and I think from what I heard, it was in the works. But, okay, speaking of Chris Pine, quick little sidebar. My friend Sierra, she used to, like, you know, we'd chat and, like, all that. And she's always like, you know, I love you, but sometimes when you talk, you sound like Chris Pine in Into the Woods singing Agony.
No.
That's a compliment. That is the highest
Cue,
compliment.
Cue Agony. Mel. No, I'm just kidding. We can't afford that. We don't have the licensing rights. But anyways, okay. Andrew, 2. AJ, 0. Off to a great start. This is starting to feel like the last time y'all faced off in a game day. All right, next movie. A delightful surprise. Not just one of Pixar's most personal stories yet, but a great coming-of-age story that will bring you back to your days in eighth grade and puberty.
Inside Out? No,
no,
Turning Red.
No. She
turning
already
red.
Made her guess.
Turning Red.
She
turning
already
red.
Made her guess. She already, because it's Turning Red,
it
and
is.
She already made her first guess. It's Turning Red.
I did hear a full movie guess prior to.
I also said Hannah Montana,
red.
And you didn't take that earlier.
You said,
so.
"Is it Hannah Montana too?" And I went, "I didn't take that."
Jeopardy earlier. Answers in the form of the question.
That was a thinking statement. That
I will
right
accept
there
no
was
points.
A guessing
I will accept
statement.
No points.
Because she gave it away.
Okay. Only I
no,
waited
I,
like
I
half
did
a second
know
longer
it.
To hear the
I
eighth
did
grade.
Know it.
All right. Andrew's deferring his point on this round because I guess he wants to keep it close. It is Turning Red, a delightful surprise, not just one of Pixar's best stories yet. Eighth grade, puberty. There's your hints. All right.
What a movie review guy that wrote that.
I mean, he said it was a great movie.
That's
great,
not an audience
great
score.
Coming of age. We have a few audience, but we tried to keep it like somewhat educated, you know, on topic. Because you go into those audience reviews, they are all over the place. Let me tell you.
Yeah, no, trust me.
All right, next movie here. This movie is a sweet, gentle, sun-kissed film with gentle rhythms and a generous spirit.
What?
Soul?
It's not Soul. But that is a gentle movie, except for the part where he dies. Like, that's a
I
little
mean,
stressive.
Other than that,
that's
is there
a little
anything,
stress inducing.
Is there anything in this that, like, you would be like, oh, that makes sense?
I will tell you after you do your first guess.
I mean,
gentle sun-kissed movie. What does that mean?
Gentle.
Just when you watch it, you feel sweet, gentle, and sun-kissed. You're like, wow, feel warm inside.
Inside Out.
Nope, that was not a hint by me, and it is not Inside Out.
All right, but like, is there anything in that?
I'll tell you, before you take your next guess for both of you, you both can guess at any time. It was 2021 was the movie.
Elemental?
Nope. 2021. This movie is a sweet, gentle, sun-kissed film. With gentle rhythms, they double use gentle there, and a generous spirit. If a movie could have a generous spirit, it sure is this one.
In 2021. It's not strange. Well, that's 2022.
Can I keep
so
guessing or no?
I'm going to have to go
At this point, yeah, you can. No, it's not Onward. Final 5 seconds.
What's the Mary Poppins one? That's not Mary Poppins. They're like writing Mary Poppins. Walt Disney.
No, that was
way before.
I couldn't remember. That one makes me feel good. So that's what I equated it to. Thank you, Saving Mr. Banks.
Was Luca.
Oh, that is a good. Yeah.
You know, Silencio Bruno. It's a very sun-kissed, gentle film.
One of my favorite shorts now is Ciao Alberto.
Oh, I haven't seen Ciao Alberto recently. I think I watched it back when I watched Luca, but I haven't seen it since. I gotta watch it.
No, it's a nice little short.
I'm a fan of what's the one of the bird who learns how to hunt for crabs but gets hit by a wave
Piper?
At the start. Piper. I love Piper.
Nah, Paperman's the best.
All right. I like Lou also.
Fun fact about Paperman, the soundtrack that they wrote for Paperman is actually the main score of also Free Guy, which came out after. So they took the score.
Paperman. Paperman is a Pixar short?
Paperman's a Pixar short.
I haven't seen that one.
And they use that as
Free
the
Guy?
Main theme for Ryan Reynolds in Free Guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tidbit there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next movie. No points there. Still 2-0. We're on our sixth movie. Only 2 points scored. This thrilling Disney tale. The company's first PG-13 film could be considered by many one of Johnny Depp's best acting performances.
Pirates of the Pirates Caribbean, Curse of Black Pearl.
Oh,
I did get the specific movie and a slightly sooner from Andrew. Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. That is correct.
That is shocking. That's the first PG-13.
Disney's first PG-13 film. They were really branching out.
I feel like Black Cauldron would almost be PG-13 now.
That, I think, was PG. And that was a big deal that it was PG, if I remember right. Okay, we'll get a deal. 3 to Andrew, 0 to AJ. Next movie here. A bizarre Navajo version of The Lion King that strangely works in some ways. Sure, the plot had many holes in it, and there didn't really seem like there was any real conflict. However, this is probably the most spiritual of Disney fanfare, getting into discussions revolving around personality, the importance of family, and eternal destiny through animal totems.
Brother Bear.
Brother Bear?
Oh, Brother Bear to Andrew. Wow. All right. 4-0.
Okay, that's like low-key a little like, you know, calling it Navajo.
I know. I had to think about that one.
Like, I mean, that's a legit review.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying that's not even close to like where that takes place. Like, I don't think that's the Navajo people at all.
Are you sure?
I feel like the Navajo's like Oklahoma. That's like
Canada,
Alaska.
It's like Kamai again.
I'm gonna defer to whoever wrote this review and just say that they're dead wrong.
That is a 2002 review if I've ever heard it.
Well, it's funny because the movie came out in 2003.
Ah.
So it's a 2003 review. Anyways, here we go. 4-0. Next movie. While all the customary ingredients are at hand, you have the dreamy hero, the heroine, the comic sidekick, and the smarmy villain. The magic is missing this time out, a minor addition to the Disney pantheon.
Ooh.
Mm. Throwing some shade.
This was like one of the ones.
That was like enough shade to be like, I still want to review movies with Disney, but like, I'm going to like just.
Okay. I will say this. Edition. Hunter, I like what you did last time. AJ, this is going to be one of those ones. We both make a guess. He gives us the year and then we go. Oh,
so now you're strategizing. Okay.
Well, no, I just think that like, I think the year hint is a good hint. Like, I think that's a good solid hint.
Okay.
I will go first and I will just throw out.
He's going to get it right off the bat, probably. Don't let him go first, AJ. Go.
So the magic isn't there. The magic isn't there.
Thought.
It has the main hero. It has the heroine.
Enchanted?
No. I am going to say no, because he's such a good villain. So there's no way.
Yeah, but.
Well, no, he did say the villain, but he said lacks the magic, which makes me think it's something in the Renaissance. So I'm going to go Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Nope. 1997 released.
Oh, 97.
Hercules?
That's correct. AJ,
you're
on the
kidding
board.
Me. See, I didn't say Hercules because at first you said Pantheon and I thought like Hercules, but I was like, there's no way he's talking about Hercules. There's no way Hercules got a bad review. Actually, who wrote this review so I can stalk them and find them and have a small chat with them? What the heck?
What?
I think that's so good.
I will be
magic.
Posting my list of all these reviewers so y'all can take
We're doxing them, guys.
With the people that wrote these because I am just reading them.
I would have said the first falter Disney had with one, and I don't even agree with this, but from like a reviewer's, like a critic standpoint, I would say you'd have to give it to Atlantis because like it was just hit after hit after hit. There was an entire animated series after
Hercules.
I
mean, it just didn't have the magic. Didn't have the magic.
Tell that to the parade and the character meet and greets.
This isn't you.
I know.
We are arguing with someone who
I'm finding where this man lives.
Many years ago.
Be in his walls.
You know what? Be wrong. Be wrong, random reviewer. Right. I hope you hear this.
4-1. AJ's on the board. Next movie.
Finally.
Atta girl.
With a freaking bad review of my favorite movie. That felt personal.
No. Well, you had to get that one, I feel like. The backgrounds are beautifully drawn. There are sunny days in the French Quarter, spooky nights among the live oaks hung with the Spanish moss, and a rousing denouement at the Mardi Gras.
Princess and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog? Are those hand-drawn?
Yeah.
That's surprising. I did not know that.
Fun fact.
You can guess before I finish reading.
Most
people,
most people think that was Disney's last 2D animation movie, but it is not. The 2012 Winnie the Pooh was.
We could bring it back. One
with
bring back some 2D animation.
No,
that was live action.
Well, that's why I was confused. I'm like,
that was Corey, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Throwback.
Whoops. I guess that's out now. Did he ever say that?
No,
on an
no,
episode?
He said that. No,
no,
okay.
He said that.
Episode. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I thought that was told to us in trust, and he said,
"No, no."
Or he was a
Corey
stunt
did,
double
like, a
for
whole thing where, like, he like told us they brought him in the black room, and they like scanned his face. He was young Ewan McGregor.
He looks like a young Obi-Wan, the boy. So, all right, 5-1, Andrew takes back the point he just lost. Next movie, what might have been a bland Back to the Future ripoff suddenly hums.
Meet the Robinsons.
There you go. Great.
Yeah, let's go.
That was
go.
Good. That was good.
Good job, AJ. All right,
let's
but yeah,
go.
Suddenly hums with a screwball sensibility.
I believe in you.
Chock-a-block. I don't know what that is. And singing gangster frogs and evil bowler hats. There you go.
Not the gangster frogs.
The gangster frogs and bowler hats. Meet the Robinsons, 2007. All right, 2-5. We're coming back. Next movie. The sky is falling. And
Chicken
so
Little.
Are the fortune. Hey, Chicken Little. AJ.
She's on a quick little roll.
Hey, those mid-2000s. That's like right when AJ was 3 years old watching Disney movies. So.
Correct. These
how
are my first
you
formidable
in
memories.
Don't ask me how I know that Chicken Little's 2005, but yeah,
I would have been 6 turning 7.
That's prime Chicken Little watching age right there. I love it. I love it. All right. The sky is falling.
You're not that much older than me.
You're not. Oh, he is. Yes, he is. Me and Andrew are like the same, right?
You got like a year on me, and then I'm second behind her.
Okay. Okay.
We're just the babies.
But the rest of that one was the sky is falling, and so are the fortunes of this substandard animated comedy with each passing minute. Wasn't a good review, unfortunately, for Chicken Little. But AJ is at 3 points. I loved it. It was a movie that was on repeat on the VHS for me.
That was one of those movies for me that, like, I remember being so excited about it because, and you know, I will tell y'all how I know it's 2005 is the 2005 almanac. The almanacs were the first books to go in my elementary school library, and 2005's was there. And I would look through all the movies that were coming, all the gaming systems. That was the same year that the Xbox 360 came out.
With the Chicken Little video game?
I don't know if there was a video game to it.
I feel
sure
like at
was.
Some point I've played one. I like Chicken Little because it had baseball in it, and I was a little baseball player around that time. So
aww.
I was like, oh, how about that? So, okay, 3-5, Andrew in the lead. Next movie. Demi's final performance essentially
Camp Rock 2.
Camp Rock 3.
Oh.
No, there was two. There was two. Okay.
I don't know. It said final performance. Princess Protection Program.
Two.
Kicked off her pop career, and rightfully so. Incorrect on what? What were your guesses?
I said Camp Rock 2. She said Princess Protection Program.
Both incorrect.
Camp Rock 1.
Oh.
Camp Rock 1 is correct.
Yeah.
Wait, what? How did Camp Rock 1?
Well,
how is that her final performance when there was a Camp
Rock
2? I
think they mean the final
2?
Performance in that
I'm not,
specific
the movie.
No, I'm not
and
listening.
It kicked off her pop career.
You know,
she was already a
no,
pop star.
No,
Camp Rock
no,
2.
No, that is wrong. That
it's
is
not
that
her
is
final a, performance. Like,
oh my
this
gosh.
Was it for her.
I'm not listening to, like, listen.
You jumped the gun, buddy. You
I
jumped
had
the gun on that
the
one.
Biggest crush on Allison Stoner growing up. But, I, you know.
He's, like, really ever, good.
Oh, my gosh. Like, she's. everyone in that movie is horrible. When you go back and watch it now, it's
I just
so
remember
bad.
The whatever.
The behind the back
the vine.
Keyboarding.
No, the vine or whatever of them walking out silently with their chant, slapping their hands.
Camp Rock!
And yelling, Camp Rock! Yeah.
I saw this one.
I love
this,
that you referred to that as a vine.
Well, no,
it
there's
was
a
vine back in the day.
Well, there was a TikTok where it was like, this is what I imagine all the Disney performers coming out to do when they see Universal performers.
Jeez.
You go square up.
God. Yeah. It's a little Anchorman moment for them, I guess. All right. 4 for AJ, 5 for
Let's
Andrew.
Go.
Making a comeback. Here we go. In the long run, the music is more memorable than the movie itself, but it's a pleasant reminder of a simpler past. I'll still bump Girl Power every now and then.
Girl Power?
You know what? I'm a let her get a point. Ansley, come here.
Ansley
we need
get a
you.
Point?
No, I'm going to let Ansley get a point here.
What?
What if I what want the point?
What? Well, think of it. Think of it before she gets
I can't.
Over here.
Celebrity. Okay. We have
Xenon.
A celebrity guest.
Hey,
Matt, Xenon.
Hang on.
I don't know.
Hang on. Can
Not
you read
Xenon.
It to Ansley? We have a special guest star, people.
Oh, goodness gracious. Welcome. Oh, it breaks the nose. Breaks the nose
the
on the headphones. Oh, my gosh. All right. Ansley, Andrew has elected to use his phone a friend. If you get this wrong, he immediately loses the game. So, in
have,
the long
review,
you guess the movie based off of the movie review. All right.
Okay.
In the long run, the music is more memorable than the movie itself, but it's a pleasant reminder of a simpler past.
Girl power.
I'll still bump girl power every now and then.
Oh.
Is this the end for our beloved Andrew? Bum, bum.
Girl power.
Bum, bum.
Is it like girl with a U? I feel like that's what it would be.
No.
It's like G-U-R-L-P-W-R.
And Ansley lost her privileges.
IRL.
Thinking. Our dog was on top of me.
What is it? What
it's
is it? What's the guess?
Cheetah everybody. Girls.
She couldn't guess.
Wait, was it?
Did you look
is
that
it
up?
Cheetah Girls?
I have time.
No.
All right, it is Cheetah Girls.
Oh, well, AJ gets the point.
Did you look that up? Okay.
Way to
nope.
go, Ansley.
I thought you did
you
for a moment.
You actually gave me 2 seconds.
Oh,
2 seconds.
Boy.
I didn't have a fair shot.
You gave me too long to think about all the movies that could possibly have, like, girl power themes in them.
Well, Andrew, you're in trouble because now AJ
I know, it's
is
tied
with you. So here we go. Next one. We're getting to the end. Pretty close. We've got a few left. This film surpasses its predecessors as a work of supreme visual splendor, rendering the minute.
Is that a word?
Rendering, it is the plural of minute, of a rainstorm, or in a slightly more foreboding manner, the membranous layers of dust in an antique store with hyper-real precision.
Toy Story 4?
That is correct.
Toy Story 4. Good job.
We see some good rain CGI, some good dust CGI. You get to see light rays on the back of a cat that everybody freaked out about, which was actually
cool. For all the flack we give Toy Story for having 5 million installments, it is pretty cool to see the beginning Toy Story to the end Toy Story and the absolute leaps and bounds of technology and whatnot. Like, that's pretty cool to have a direct
it's a terrible
comparison movie.
Hold on.
Listen
it's,
here.
Which is why, hold on, Toy Story 1 is dated, and it's why I'm Toy Story 2 forever. Because you can go back and watch Toy Story 1 and be like, ugh, what is this? But you watch Toy Story 2, you're like, all right, that's not bad.
Toy Story 2 is great. I would say in order of best to worst, it's 2, 1, 3, 4. And the thing is, 1 and 3 are basically identical as far as like how good they are. But let me tell you, visually, Toy Story 4 is fantastic. But in the words of the Little Rascals, the message of Toy Story 4 is, women make men miserable. That's what
it
says. It's
the Little Rascals.
Yeah, yeah, no. That's a line in there.
Right.
You've got Bonnie.
Is that from
Alfalfa? No, I think it's Spanky. Or actually, no, I think it's at the He-Man Women's Hater Club that they have the meeting. Yeah.
Goodness.
Have you ever seen Little Rascals, AJ?
I have.
Oh my gosh. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. But no, I can't remember which kid it is. I don't think it's Spanky, actually, now that I think about it. But
That's all right.
Every time I watch Toy Story 4, I'm like, all that happened was Bonnie, who pitched a fit, who wanted her cowboy dolly, had to get rid of him. Kept him and then didn't want him. And then two.
Wait, what do you mean didn't want him? She just made a new friend.
No, she decided that Woody wasn't a necessity in her life
anymore.
Yes.
After, we don't have to go into a debate
in
on Toy Story 3. Plot
she was
here.
Like all about, oh, my cowboy dolly. And then.
Hey,
Bo Peep.
You can't tell me you were a kid and weren't like, oh, this is cool. And then a month later, you're like, nah.
I don't blame Bonnie as much as I blame Bo Peep for being okay for taking him away from all of his friends.
I mean, it worked for Bo Peep. She's living a happy life.
I know she is.
So, all right.
No, also, that is it before anybody tries to cancel me. That was a joke.
All right. We'll see how that works. All right, Andrew, 6 points. AJ, 5 points. Next movie. It is essentially Revenge of the Nerds with fur and scales and whatever gooey gelatinous substance comprises the outer coatings of various other oddball creatures in this crazy parallel world.
Monsters University?
That is correct.
Tied Let's go.
One.
From the top rope. We're cooking. We're cooking
the
now. Top
have you rope. Have you seen Revenge of the Nerds?
No.
No, I thought they were just saying that because they're all the
wait,
nerdy
have,
kids.
Wait, have neither of y'all like seen
movie?
No, I haven't. But we got a game day.
Oh my gosh.
I will write down watch Revenge of the Nerds this weekend. Okay. I will
Bush
on my to-do list. Maybe not.
Someone's going to understand what I'm joking about.
I don't.
It's a great movie. It's a great, both of them are good.
Okay, 6-6. Next movie. Much of the joy here comes from the aesthetic clash between the metallic sweethearts.
Wally.
That is correct.
Wally. Oh, that's a good one.
Wally. Good,
the metallic
good.
Sweetheart. I'm putting that on a friendship bracelet.
That's a great movie.
Oh, inspired. All right. Next movie. This movie pulls together various elements, a neo-noir mystery.
Elemental.
Buddy. No. Both incorrect. A buddy cop comedy and timely
Onward.
Social themes. Incorrect. Into a mostly entertaining animated film.
All right, can I have the year now? Because we both
Strange
had a guess.
World?
And, okay, she's on guess number three.
2016.
Oh.
Buddy Start guessing.
Buddy cop.
Moana.
Nope.
Dang. Pretty sure it was 2016.
It is 2016, but no. It's
Buddy cop. Moana.
Buddy
can
cop
you reread
comedy.
It?
This movie pulls together various elements. Tricked you on that one. Neo-noir mystery, a buddy cop comedy, and timely social themes. Into a mostly entertaining animated film.
Animated 2016. All I remember is Moana.
Mm.
Oh, Zootopia.
That is correct. It is Zootopia.
Oh, duh.
The buddy cop of buddy cop animated Disney films.
Could have said yeah. Bunny cop.
Bunny.
That's 2016?
Oh, did not say bunny cop.
Wow.
All right.
I thought that was like after 2018.
Andrew's two up on AJ.
Gosh dang.
8-6. Next one. Here we go. As a product of 2018, little bonus for you there, it is safe to say that this movie will soon be dated and half of its jokes will be lost for a new generation. But despite that, and the fact that the climax is a little bit messy, it can be quite entertaining with its concept and design of the internet world.
Ralph breaks the internet. Ralph breaks the internet.
I have the proper title.
Dang it.
By Andrew. It is Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Wait, they said that wouldn't age well?
Well, I mean, it's all about emojis and
yeah,
like,
but no, but
like,
I think like that.
I feel like
those...
it had a lot of ref. It's going to be more, not necessarily it needs to age well, but more of a time capsule into like, obviously.
Going to be a DBQ for our year. Kids and like.
They're going to watch it and be
geography
like,
and
like, what is this?
Years.
What
see,
is,
that to me
what
is
Twitter,
be...
Mom? That thing doesn't exist
What's
anymore.
What's a pop-up?
See, but that to me is going to be like one of those movies where like I would ask my dad, like this is going to sound like a really bad analogy, but like ask my dad about things in Back to the Future.
Yeah, pretty much.
Correct. No, that's...
It's
that's
not
a...
on the level of Back to the Future, but...
But the yes. Oh My Disney Same. Scene is the greatest scene in any Disney movie ever.
Is that the princesses?
Yeah, it's the princesses is when they have Groot and all that. Yeah. Like, that is true. Like, that's my comedy in, like, Disney
kind
of... That was
a big meta moment.
Exactly. Like, I love corporate synergy. That's why
I
love Disney Plus
corporate
Day.
Synergy?
That's why I love Disney Plus Day.
You heard
corporate
it here.
Synergy
if you,
Day.
If you want to get on Andrew's good side, just start talking.
Be
corporate
a corporate
synergy.
Sellout.
Yeah. All right. We have 6 left. They'll go quick.
Gosh dang it. Okay.
Andrew's up 3 points. So AJ, it's time to make a move. Next
I
movie.
Know.
Foxes with bows and arrows. What could be better than that?
Robin Hood.
Dang it. That was, I mean, great job, Andrew. Great job. Boy, AJ.
That was really rude.
I'm sorry. Next one. We're not stopping. Older kids may be less enthused by this mousy story, though parents particularly.
Ratatouille?
No. Though parents, that's a rat-y story. Though parents, particularly Basil Rathbone fans, will marvel at the accuracy with which this sophisticated homage hits Holmes.
Mickey and the Beanstalk?
Incorrect.
No, it's a shirt. It's the Mickey Mouse Sherlock Holmes spinoff, but I don't know the name of it. Mickey Holmes, Mickey Mouse, Sherlock Mouse.
No,
sure, it's
yeah,
the Great Mouse Detective.
That's correct.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, you are around about or somewhere in there. Mickey Mouse is not in the Great Mouse Detective, by the way, but you found your way there.
We got there some way somehow.
Okay. Down 3 points. Only a few still? Left.
Dang it.
Well, yeah, Andrew got one, then you got one. So here we go. The quintessential American love story. The one between the spoiled heiress and the spontaneous, fun-loving guy from a different breed has seldom been more elegantly and entertainingly told.
It's not, AJ, I'm going to give you a hint right now. It's not a princess movie.
Geek Charming?
What?
No. Geek Charming? Come on. That would be, if you know Geek Charming, you know that's a perfect review.
If I put a review of Geek Charming on this game day, that would be a very deep cut, and I'd be impressed. I've never seen that movie.
I was going to be impressed that that was it, because that's a pretty spot-on review.
Geek Charming. Okay. No, that's not it.
With, what's her name, Sarah Hyland? No. What's her name? Yeah, from Modern Family?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I love Sarah Hyland. Haley Dunphy.
All right, mm-hmm. Andrew. Any guesses here? Or are we going Modern
thinking,
Family?
I'm thinking. All right, first of all, that was ABC.
Sharpay's Great Adventure.
What'd you say?
Said Sharpay's Great Adventure.
You're gonna give it a.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Oh, no.
We don't own Hallmark, so
it's because it's not a Hallmark movie.
That's like a pretty common trope. I'm thinking of a couple of different movies.
Yeah, there's a word in there that y'all obviously missed.
Obviously, so maybe you should repeat it.
Do I have to give a guess before you
repeat? The quintessential American love story. Anyone can guess because I'm reading again. The quintessential American love story, the one between the spoiled heiress and the spontaneous, fun-loving guy from a different breed, has seldom been more elegantly and entertainingly told.
Lady and the Tramp.
That's correct.
Oh, good.
A different breed. Great. A different breed. That's Lady and the Tramp. Very good. Okay, AJ is only two back with four to go. Two back, four to go.
Making me nervous.
This is great. Eponymous? Yes.
Probably should have read these beforehand.
My bad. I did read them, but, you know, sometimes words sneak up on you. The eponymous character's arc still resonates with many people today. A journey of proving one's self-worth, family, and breaking stereotypes.
Elemental?
Incorrect.
This feels very generic. Breaking stereotypes? Okay, because I was thinking Moana, but...
Big moment here. This is what we'd call the turning point.
Can you read it again?
Yes. I also want to verify that I'm saying that first word correctly. Pronunciation.
Since you're going to read it again anyways, I'm going to guess Moana, but I don't think that's right.
It's not Moana.
Family, proving oneself. Breaking Mulan?
Gender stereotypes. Yes, it's Mulan. It's got to be.
It's Mulan!
There you go.
Oh.
Only one back. Eponymous.
Okay.
Is what,
I was a little nervous about that one because that one has some pretty generic themes.
Yeah. The eponymous character's arc still resonates with many people today. It means.
Somebody Google it.
Of relating to or being the person or thing for whom or which something is named. It's basically saying Mulan without saying Mulan.
Oh, because
the movie's name is Mulan.
Mulan.
That's a good hint, too. All right, cool.
I'm gonna keep that word in my back pocket.
If you remember it, eponymous. That is the happiest podcast on earth. Word of the week. Eponymous.
Your SAT word of the week.
Eponymous. Eponymous.
Just kidding, there's no E in that. It just sounded like mouse.
There is an E.
M-O-U-S-E. No,
no, no,
at the
no,
end.
No, no, not at the end. No. All right. One back, three to go.
Oh my gosh.
Go.
I'm like sweating.
Beautiful, not factual depiction of a missing Russian duchess.
Anastasia.
Anastasia. You got to give that
AJ
one to me.
AJ had the edge there.
What?
I was way ahead of you, dude. I like finished my word before you even started.
There must be a slight delay.
Both of y'all come to me at the same rate. So it might have taken a little longer to circumnavigate to you, but we are tied with two to go.
Let's go. Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm sweating.
The fact that we have two to go is so strange. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. There's two. I'm going to read them. You're going to text me your guess for each one.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
And
I can't text that fast.
It's okay. I'll give you a couple seconds.
Oh, it's not a race. Okay, got it.
It's not a race, but text me your answers. So I'll read the first one. Text me your answer. Do not discuss. I'll read the second one. Text me your answer. Do not discuss. If one of y'all gets one right, the other gets none right, then they win. And then if two right, obviously they win. So here we go. The arrangement of music alone is inspiring, but it's the seamless combination with traditionally animated mini stories that sets it apart. Okay, and the second of our final sudden death matchup extravaganza for this Hunter's Game Day. This movie review is, I've seen all of the Pixar films, and this has to be the most forgettable and least entertaining. Ooh, we're ending on a harsh note here. I think they were really trying to appeal to an older audience with this one. It was a total miss for me, but it seems like a lot of other people liked it from the reviews. They really went for a rom-com on this one. The romance and comedy were both a miss to me. From a young boy standpoint, my 9-year-old was super bored the whole movie.
Okay, not what I thought it was going to be.
Take a couple more seconds.
Not
get your final guesses. Send in. Okay, so your answers are locked in. We're going to read the first of the two and decide who is the winner of this game day. Y'all are both sitting tied now. So first one was, the arrangement of music alone is inspiring, but it's the seamless combination with traditionally animated mini stories that sets it apart. Andrew, what was your guess for this one?
Mary Poppins.
AJ, what was your guess for this one?
I don't want to say.
Say it.
101 Dalmatians.
Those are both incorrect. Incorrect. The correct answer was Fantasia.
Oh.
That's what we were looking for there.
Yikes. That mini story thing. I just.
When it hits you, it really hits you. You're like, yeah, obviously.
I don't know if I've ever seen Fantasia.
Traditionally animated mini stories with an arrangement of music. Yeah. Fantasia, 1940. So neither of y'all got that right. So it's going to come down to the last one here, and we're going to see. So the last one's description or review was, I've seen all of the Pixar films, and this has to be the most forgettable and least entertaining. I think they're really trying to appeal to an older audience with this one. It was a total miss for me, but it seems like a lot of other people liked it from the reviews. They really went for a rom-com on this one. The romance and comedy were both a miss to me. From a young boy standpoint, my 9-year-old was super bored the whole time. Andrew, what was your guess for question number two of
after
the final?
Rehearing.
Well, there ain't no rehearing.
No. What I'm saying, after rehearing, feel like after rehearing it, I feel like this is wrong because I missed the part where it was like, oh, a lot of people liked it or whatever. Oh. I said Cars 2.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Cars 2.
What was your consolation secondary guess?
I don't have one. That would have taken some thought.
Okay. AJ, what was your guess?
At first, I was thinking Soul until he said it was a rom-com, because I was like, oh, old people, piano, jazz, Soul. But then I said Elemental.
All right. The correct answer was Elemental.
Oh, wow.
For the win, AJ.
For the win.
Let's go.
Wins.
Oh, wow.
Game day.
I'm so happy. But no, I totally feel that response, because when I first watched Elemental, I was not a fan. The writing didn't hit for me. I was just like, yeah, whatever. And then I watched it again and sobbed the whole time. It takes a minute to get used to, but yes, wow. Let's go.
Wow.
There you go.
Cars 2. I'm like, I need to rewatch Cars 2. I do not remember that being portrayed like a rom-com.
Well, no, there was that whole rom-com section of like, the Mater and what's her name?
Mater and
obviously that was forgettable too, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
No,
Mater and who does Mater rom? Oh, the secret agent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's that movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently that's really forgettable too.
Congratulations, AJ.
Let's go.
Stroll into your marathon weekend or half.
Riding
what is
high,
it?
Baby.
What do you even call it? Run Disney weekend?
Springtime surprise.
Springtime
Run
surprise
Disney weekend, baby.
Weekend. With a win on your resume for game day, you have taken down Andrew head to head. Until next month, Andrew will be out for his revenge on Saturday, April 20th. Is that it? The 19th
yes.
is Friday. Mm-hmm. So playing against gold tier members in a game day that has to do with movies in some form or fashion, but you'll have to show up to find out, to test your wit against the one and only Andrew Bailey in what I think is his best game day genre that he performs in. And I think we all know what that may be. So
yeah, that's why I'm not going.
But there's a twist. There's a twist that's going to make it hard for Andrew and everyone else, but it's not going to be.
He's actually has earmuffs in. He's in another room.
Yeah. He
playing the song
he's
backwards.
Not allowed to listen to the episode.
Yeah.
No. He actually just has to text in all of his guesses based on vibes alone.
He'll be looking at the waveforms and not actual sound. He'll have to look at the actual
have to read
movement.
The sheet music.
Yes. That's a
that
good
actually
one.
Kind of funny.
Read the
yeah.
Sheet music. Gosh, if we were a visual podcast, that'd be a great one.
You know what? Something what? That we really haven't talked about.
What is that?
At least that I haven't talked about. So correct me if I'm wrong. Have we really mentioned D23 yet?
Yeah. Last week we mentioned we were going, or did we not?
Yeah.
That we got tickets. Like,
okay, hey, we got so tickets to D23. D23, friends.
Sure.
Wow. I do not know how to speak English.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew we were going to be there.
We will be there.
Section 400.
Hey, guaranteed
seating.
If you
see our nosebleed, mind your business.
It's like a basketball arena. There are no nosebleeds.
Yeah, nah, it's like really not going to be that bad. Like that stadium, perfect. That stadium, even by like regular
small.
Basketball, like
small.
Arenas, hockey arenas, it's small.
So it'll be a good time. Looking forward to it. August, right? Yeah, D23.
Yep.
Need to get some travel arrangements set. So we'll be doing that.
What we're going
to
be doing right after this.
Upcoming. So thank you everybody for listening. Again, follow us at Happiest Podcast on Earth on all the socials. Join us on Patreon today if you want to take part in the game day tomorrow for gold members going up against Andrew. That will be a fun time. We'll post a time and obviously the recording link for we do everything through Zoom. So we'll post all that through Discord and Patreon. Make sure you have it. And yeah, until next week, we'll see you the next episode. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.